For Catholics, we are educated in our faith throughout our younger years. We're in the first communion season. So think about that. A second grader learning about Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, learning about the Mass, receiving their first Holy Communion. Their education continues. And it continues all throughout grade school, continues into high school, leading up to confirmation. I can think back to my own religious education. I remember, for example, the very first time I heard the story of the Good Samaritan. I remember the lesson and the project or exercise that we had surrounding that topic. For those who went to Catholic school, religion class, every day, through eighth grade, throughout high school. I think the tragedy, though, is that for many people, our learning about the faith and learning about the Lord stops after our grade school or our high school experience, so that we only have maybe an eighth grade or a 12th grade understanding of Jesus, the church, and other topics of faith. The reality is it's supposed to be lifelong learning. We should be wanting to know more about God, know more about the church and what the church teaches, to know more about Jesus. Lifelong learning. There are lots of ways that lifelong learning takes place, and I think that our scriptures for this third Sunday of Easter really highlight them. For example, in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it says that Peter is preaching to the people. He's instructing them through his preaching. So through the spoken word, people learn. In our second reading from the letter of St. John, John writes to believers. He's explaining different tenets of the faith and what we believe and what it means to be a Christian. And so through written word, we can learn. And then we have Jesus today in our gospel. There he is with the apostles, and he interprets for them everything that referred to him in the Psalms, from Moses, from the prophets, all throughout the Old Testament. Jesus says, this is what pointed to me. Imagine that Bible study. That's what's happening. The apostles and the early Christians are doing a Bible study with Jesus, who is teaching them. He opens their mind so that they might know him more. It's incredible to think about that time of study with the Lord. We live in a day and age where learning is possible. Lots of different things, opportunities that we have. For example, as you come to Mass, just like Peter, who preached, you are receiving a preached message that's helping you to know and to love the Lord all the more. There are lots of publishing companies out there. They publish books. I've written some of them. There are people that write things in periodicals, or there are online websites with blog posts or whatever. So there's lots of different content material out there for us to consume and for us to read. There's relevant radio. And so we listen to teachings from different individuals on the radio, or we watch EWTN and we learn lessons from individuals on television there. So we have these different ways that we can learn. And of course, in our digital age, there's a lot of content consumption, a lot of content creation. And the fact that you would be listening to or watching this little reflection. And so there's lots of ways that we can come to know and to learn different things. Maybe that's what we think about this weekend. How am I learning? And do I have a desire to learn more? And if I do, what do I do? How do I turn to learn more? It's about lifelong learning. Teachers go to seminars to become better teachers. Doctors learn the latest techniques. We're Christians, and so we want to learn more about the Lord as people reflect about him. to learn more about his words and how they can impact our life. So, I think, for example, we could look at our gospel today. There's a moment, I think, a little element there that maybe we read it, and this is what happens. We hear the scriptures, and maybe something new stands out to us. So maybe as you read the gospel, maybe today, well, what kind of strikes you? Well, what question could arise within you? How about this? What does the church say about ghosts? Pretty abstract question, but why would I ask it? Well, Jesus, they think he's a ghost. And Jesus says, no, no, a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones. A ghost doesn't eat. And so he shows them, he demonstrates, I'm not a ghost. This is the resurrected body. But maybe as we read that, well, that leads us to that question. So we have a query. Well, what does the church say about ghosts? Do we believe in ghosts? Or is this something that is in the realm of not reality? Well, there is a great Catholic commentator. Many people have listened to his podcast, The Bible in a Year, The Catechism in a Year. He's been doing teaching videos for years. But Father Michael Schmitz, he has a video, I'm Not Afraid of Ghosts. It's from several years ago. But I had that question. So I thought, well, what does the church think or say or teach? I could look to the catechism. I could look to other sources. Found this video from Father Schmitz. He emphasizes that, yes, we can believe in ghosts because, in fact, a ghost is really a soul at unrest. And so it could be a soul waiting to gain entry into eternal life. And so by the ghost making their presence known to you is trying to communicate, pray for me, that I might be delivered, that I might enter into the joy of the heavenly kingdom. What do we believe about ghosts? A simple question arising from our scripture reading from our gospel today. What is your desire for knowledge? How has your lifelong study gone? Do you have questions? Maybe sort through those questions this week and then begin to study. Read something, look for something, watch something. And as you begin this process of lifelong studying the faith, well, not only will you come to know the Lord Jesus, well, you will want to love him and serve him all the days of your life.